Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is the only opportunity we have tonight with each other. We don't get these.
It's time for 92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show.
Join us along with high school sports guru Sam Crenshaw
and former high school football head coach Chris Parker.
Listen in as we get you up to date on everything you need to know in the world of high school football in Georgia.
From score updates to live reports from the week's top matchups, we bring Friday Night Lights to life.
Hey, let's get this thing popping, man!
92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com.
The 92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Sam and Chris.
And a good Friday evening, one and all. We are 9 floors up in the Midtown Atlanta studios. The High School Scoreboard Show, Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker. So glad that you're with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hope you plan to be with us throughout this evening as we are from 7 until midnight. And we're going to promise you, folks, we're going to cover things that are happening throughout the area, throughout the state as far as high school football goes. It's still early in the season, but still going to be some games, as Coach likes to say. There's going to be some games that will have impact on who makes it in and makes it out of the playoffs, even this early in the season. And we're going to get into those things. But I guess we'll start off with something that that really touched everyone who reports on high school athletics and just works with young people and lives in this community in our state. The incident that took place this week, the tragedy that took place this week at Appalachia High School, I'm sure is on the minds, on our minds. And Chris, I'm sure it's on the minds of people as they get set to play their games around the state tonight, because there will be no football at Appalachia High School tonight.
Yeah, tough week, Sam. Tough week for everybody in the educational world like me. Tough week for people that support sports, support children. Really tough. Tough week. We got to use the opportunity to get back to things that bring us together, like sports. But, yeah, you can't gloss over that it was a really tough week. Appalachia High School, our thoughts and prayers with them. We're going to talk to their athletic director, I think, at 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock.
And looking forward to that. But, yeah, you just never know what the future holds. You never know what you're going to be thrown, what's going to be thrown at you as an administrator. So, you know, as a guy that's been a school administrator, a football coach, athletic director, now I'm in the central office level. It's your worst fear. It's your worst nightmare to have to do what they've done this week. So, and, you know, just to see the support they're getting, though, is really nice. And I am excited to talk about some high school football. But we had a tough week across the board in high school sports, right?
Absolutely. We had and we're going to check in down to Bremen if we can tonight. Bremen, they're celebrating homecoming tonight. But last week had a serious spinal injury to Carson Kimball, the quarterback for that team. And to my knowledge, he still remains hospitalized, you know, here in Atlanta. And so we want to remember him, remember the school, remember that community. It's been really difficult time for them. And down in Pike County, had a young man on the team there that perished in a car accident after a game last week. So, you know, it's one of those things that the sobering reminder, even at their ages, because we're talking teenagers, you know, and you feel like things like that are not supposed to happen, you know, when you're at that age.
Yeah.
And it's something that's, you know, some things we want to think that young people don't have to worry about and can be carefree, and it just takes that away a little bit, you know?
Yeah, you don't sign up to be an educator, you know, a coach, a teacher, a principal. You know, you don't sign up for those things. But you do sign up to be there for kids.
Yep.
And now this is the challenge that we have, to be there for kids in these moments, whether it's a serious injury or a tragic car accident or what we saw at Appalachia. Those people that step up and be there for the kids, that's when we need you. We didn't need you in the easy times.
Right.
You know, we need you in the tough times. And so that's what it's all about. And it gets real in a hurry for people.
Yeah.
But I think what we can do is use our platform here and use our chance to play sports to find as many things as possible to bring people together, to temporarily bring some relief to that. I mean, those things are still be there.
Absolutely.
But we're going to have some fun and talk about some high school football. And we're going to ask communities to do the same. They're going to have moments of silence tonight, right? Appalachia's on everybody's mind in the state of Georgia. I mean, I've heard it all week from people. But we do want to provide that outlet. We do want to provide that escape from those things temporarily that sports allow. They bring people together from all different groups, from all different beliefs, from all different just thoughts, right? And it's the one thing that can do that. And so that's what we're going to do. And that's what our show can do tonight is we're going to highlight those things. We're going to talk about how people can support Appalachia if they want to. And we'll talk to their AD about that. And then we'll probably bring it up again a few times.
Absolutely.
But we're also going to talk about Buford and Roswell.
Yeah.
You know, we're also going to talk about, you know, North Cobb and Cass, right? Yeah, I mean, so we want to have these opportunities to bring people together, to have some fun, to talk about some athletics, some sports, to bring a little sense of normalcy back to it. Yeah, but it's been a tough week, Sam.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be lying to you, but it's been a tough week.
Yep.
Not for everybody, but it's been a tough week for the people in that educational world, and it's really been a tough week for those programs you're talking about.
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to talk out especially to a group that I've had a chance to spend a lot of time with. You've been a part of GADA, the Athletic Directors, the Georgia Athletic Directors Association. I'm sure they've all kind of made a circle around Ralph Neely and just, you know, being there for him and putting that network together. And so I'm sure there's something that they've probably gone into action. I don't know what's going on with GHSA, but and then just education, period, because he's the person we talked to, in addition to being an athletic director, he's always also an assistant principal
right.
at the school. So he's not just dealing with the kids who participate in sport. He's dealing with everybody.
Right. It's the biggest nightmare, Sam, of every administrator, assistant principal, athletic director, principal, district office person, that your school is this, right? I mean, I was over school safety at the district for a while years ago, one of my jobs. And, yeah, you train and train and train on what to do in these situations, but it's not the real thing, you know. And so just everybody's heart breaks for those people that went through the real thing. And then, of course, you know, for the victims. And we know one of our victims, Coach Aspinwell, was defense coordinator at Appalachia last week, just coaching ball like all these guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, now goes through that. So you got a young family, you know, and it just things like that just pull at everybody's strings. Everybody can identify with those people, right?
Absolutely. 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 So there's game tonight was to been with Monroe area. And so obviously that's not taking place. I believe they are going to have something at the stadium on Sunday. We're going to let Ralph Neely explain those things to us and what they will be when he joins us at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. Until that time, we're going to get you set for the games tonight. Got some things I think you're going to enjoy tonight. We got something new. We're going to have our first Cub reporter.
Cub. C-U-B, like C-U-B. Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, like a Cub.
Okay, make sure we're clear.
Cub reporter. And, you know, it's something I thought it's something we can do to add something new and evolve a little something different with our program. And so, you know, people who listen to our program, myself and Greg Clarkson, we're familiar with Terrell Thomas, who comes on, usually talks Hawks basketball, a lot of other things. His daughter, Sayla, follows her dad around everywhere. Kind of like Ellie does with you.
you know? Yeah, she's just there.
You know what I mean? And she really has an interest in it. And so she's a freshman at Westlake. She's playing softball there. But tonight she's going to update us. Matter of fact, bottom of the hour, she's going to give us a little preview of tonight's game between Westlake and Theral.
So we're not just getting an update. Like no, she's put some work into this.
She's going to set it.
Okay.
She's going to set the table and everything. And, you know, going to check back with us at halftime and then the end of the game. So she's fired up, man. She's ready to go. So that's something a little different we're going to do. We got Day-Day out and about. And, you know how things go with him, right? The minute he calls in, something's going to break loose in the background. Somebody's going to do an 80-yard touchdown.
Yeah, Day-Day will be ready. He'll be ready. Speaking of Cubs, though, we got something for our Cub, Dom, right?
Oh, yeah, we do.
We got something for Dom tonight. Does he even know this?
Do you know that?
We got something special for Dom tonight.
Dom, how you doing tonight, man? How you doing?
I'm great. I didn't know I had a gift.
I know. This
in.
Is a genuine surprise.
Yes.
Like I know people think we set this up. Like, he really doesn't know.
You really don't know.
So what's our surprise, Sam?
We have one of Stevenson's all-time greats that will be our school day's guest tonight.
Oh, really?
Yes, running back Mike Davis.
Oh, Big Mike.
Yeah. See,
that's why we didn't tell you. We needed that genuine enthusiasm.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mike was a senior my freshman year in high school.
Yeah.
He was nice to you now. He didn't pick on you.
Yeah, no, Mike was always
cool. All right, we won't talk about that if he didn't.
you know, but we're not going to talk about him playing his years in the NFL or his time at South Carolina. We're going to talk about Stevenson.
We're going to talk about Stevenson.
Friday nights on Memorial Drive.
Today, we're talking about Stevenson, Dom.
Yep.
They're not getting that last shift like they got before where they're getting pulled into the lat segment. Or
yeah,
this is prime segment, Stevenson football.
The show.
Yeah.
There we go. There we go. So that's going to be our guest at 8:40. We're going to talk with him. He's going to be our school day's guest tonight. Looking forward to talking with him, having reflect some times there with Coach Gartrell and playing out on, playing at DeKalb County on Friday nights, some special times, and he was a part of it. And yeah, he looks forward to joining us tonight. So that's part of what we have coming up for you. Hope you're going to stay with us. We had some games from last night, too. Some games that already took place this week. Ooh, Coach Nix was in town last night.
Coach Nix, how'd they do?
They were winners last night. Temple was in town, and they played South Atlanta, pretty good ball game. I think Temple, are they 3-1?
Yeah, 3-1. 34-21, Temple with the win.
Temple with the win.
Also, Tiff County over Brainbridge, 17-14.
Wow.
Yeah. Long County. That's way down there.
It is way down there.
Does anybody know where Long County is listed? I mean, this is down there between Savannah and St. Simon.
Wow. That's about as far as you can go.
But this is a place that had never had a decent team. And then Coach Mike Feaster gets there the last couple of years. They've been going 5-5, 5-5, which, I mean, going 5-5 there was like going 10-0 somewhere else. Okay. I mean, this is something. If I'm seeing this right, and I want to make sure I get this right but Coach, they had never had a 5-win season until he got there in 2021. Since then, they've been 5 or 6 wins every year, but they never won a playoff game. And they had never been in the playoffs before he got there. The last 3 years in a row, they made the playoffs. Still not won a playoff game. But this year, they are 3-0.
Whoa.
3-0. And they've got some very winnable games on the schedule.
Okay.
So I know it's a long way out. But Coach Feaster was a coach at Creekview. I think he was a coach at Woodland. He was in this area.
Okay.
And then got as an assistant coach and got pulled down there as the head coach, really making a difference. I mean, one of the real low-key kind of stories that is going to be – I mean, it's really something nice. If you look at the history of that school, I mean, for 50 years.
Really?
They never had a decent team even.
Oh, God.
And then they just come out and been really good. They run the power T, Sam. You know what the power T is?
Whoa.
That means they go 2 tight ends, Dom. Yeah. They ain't got a receiver on the team, Dom. You be on the bench. They got 2 tight ends. They got 3 running backs. In Whoa. The T, like straight across,
yeah,
like 1943. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, the quarterback under center, 3 running backs.
How do you run scout team for that?
Well, them young kids get out the way. It's bloody down there. There ain't no passing. And no shotgun snaps.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they run the power T.
Wow.
It's big in Michigan.
Okay.
It's big in a couple places like high school ball. It's not the wing T. You know, you
right,
guys heard
right,
of the
right.
wing T, which would be like a little more spread out
right.
with the wing backs. This is the 2 guys in the 3 in the backfield.
It's powerful.
I mean, this looks like something, really you see from maybe back in the day, like the wishbone looking thing, like Daryl Royal or Coach Bryant.
Yeah.
They ain't even trying to throw the ball. Maybe 2 passes a game.
Just
wow.
taking it back to the 40s, essentially.
Just taking it to some people, Dom.
Okay.
Just getting physical. And, but that's beautiful when it works.
Okay.
And then parents hate it when you lose.
Oh yeah!
So 3-0 is looking pretty good, Sam.
Yeah,
power T. I'm telling you, the guys listening right now that know about football, it's like a cult. The power T, they're watching YouTube videos about the power T offense.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a big deal for them.
Oh,
3-0, Coach Long or Coach Feaster at Long County.
Wow, and they were winners last night over Grove. That's fantastic. Also, Tri Cities gets a win, 12-6 over Kip LaGrange with a big win over Trinity Christian, 41-7. In games last night. And boy, a game that just, I guess whoever got the ball last, Bartram Trail from Florida beat Ware County 43-42 in overtime. I guess the last one.
Two good teams.
Yeah.
Really good. Bartram Trail, really good team.
Fantastic. Temple with that win over South Atlanta 34-21. So shout out to Coach Nix and the team down at Temple for getting that done tonight. All right, folks, we're off and running. We're about 15 minutes away from games kicking off in the area, and everybody should be starting on time. There is some rain in the atmosphere around the area, nothing really hard or bad. Don't think we have any lightning, so there shouldn't be any delays like we got several weekends ago. And we ought to be able to play some football tonight, so you stay with us. We're just getting started here on the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is the Games High School's Football Scoreboard Show.
Friday night, Under the Lights. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com. It is a scoreboard show on this Friday night. Like I said, there's some rain around the area, but not enough, I don't think, to slow things down. And all games should be getting started on time, most of them starting at 7:30. So we're less than 10 minutes away from things getting started. Day-Day Lewis, let's see, he's got a game in DeKalb County. Stevenson at Decatur should be a good game, and here he is with a preview.
Time now for the pregame sideline reports.
92.9 The Game's high school scoreboard show is on. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, and with that being said, now you guys turn your attention to a Stevenson team who's going to come in looking to build some momentum as they come off of a win last week. What's kind of been your message this week to the guys from you and your coaching staff to kind of get ready for the week, for Friday?
My message to them is, we've been coaching against Coach Gelts for a while. And, Coach is one of the great coaches that, we have opportunity to compete against here in DeKalb County. So we definitely understand that he is going to be very sound in what they do. And, his players are going to be, well-equipped to come over and, try to come over and do what they need to do to try to come out with a victory, as you stated. And, they have goals as well. And so, for us, it's all about us. And, we can't get caught up in what others are trying to do, more so than us being, efficient at the things that we are trying to do. And so, I always try to keep the focus on us and not put it on other teams, because, the best way to help yourself is to take care of you and what's around you and not focus on what everybody else is doing or trying to do.
Fantastic, fantastic advice, Coach Felton there at Decatur. They're off to a good start. It's going to be a good ball game, I think, with Stevenson.
Yeah, it should be exciting. Stevenson's really got a good team this year. Looking forward to seeing what they can do. Decatur's always got a challenging team, and they always kind of sneak up on somebody that's a little bit bigger school than them.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a good one.
Should be a good ball game that's going to be taken over at Decatur High School. That's over in downtown Decatur tonight, which I went by that place a couple weeks ago. I didn't realize they had built so much around that stadium. There's so many apartments and things they built. It sits down back behind them now. You're like, you used to be able to see the stadium. Mm-hmm. You look like, where is it?
I hadn't been there in a long time.
Yep.
But, yeah, you used to could see it from up.
Yep. Yeah. Now
the apartments have covered it up.
Covered it up, man. You got to get back in or back around behind it to get it.
The athletic director don't mind that because then you got to pay to get in. You can't just see.
So you think about that. Yeah, that's the bottom line, right? That's the bottom line. All right. Another place where games taking place tonight, we'll do something different. And if you ever listen to our show in the weekend mornings, myself and Greg Clarkson, we did something called They've Got Next. And it gave some young people opportunity to come on in this and talk about whatever they want to talk to as far as sports. And we give them like a minute's time. And we've had some young people that did a fantastic, fantastic job. Ellie came on with us and was simply mm-hmm. remarkable. That was about what was going on up at Pickens. And the person we're going to have on now did one, was our very first one. And I thought because now she's, she's not at 13 and under anymore. Now she's a high school freshman.
Yeah, just like Ellie.
Yep.
Yeah, high school freshman.
And so she's there.
We're
so,
getting old, Sam.
That's kind of what it means, right? So Selah Thomas, who's joined us, is at Westlake High School. And I'm going to let her tell her what's going on out there tonight. Selah, welcome to the Scoreboard Show. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm great. How are y'all?
We're doing fantastic. Now that we hear you, we're so happy that you got time to be our very first Cub reporter tonight. And tell us about your game that you're going to have there tonight.
So tonight I'm here at Westlake. The Westlake Lions will take on the Thero Panthers. It's been a highly anticipated game. I would say it's the second highly anticipated game for Westlake, the first being Langston. But I'm excited to see what Westlake has tonight because Thero's running back is really good. And so one of the main things that Westlake really needs to do in order to get the win is apply pressure from a defensive standpoint. But their defense and their offense is good, so I'm excited to see if we can get our second dub tonight.
I'm thinking Westlake's going to win this one, Sam.
You think so?
But what I want to hear is, where are you going to sit in the stadium? Like, tell us where you're going to be tonight. Are you going to be near the concession stand?
Oh, I'll be everywhere tonight. So I am a student here at Westlake, and one of my classes is audio video. So I do journalism for Westlake. I just did a talk show literally like 45 minutes ago with my friend Adisa. But so I'll be on the field a little bit. I'll be in the stands. I'll be in the box. I'll just be all over kind of tonight.
That is fantastic. I love this already. No, this is great. That's exactly what – these are the type of people we need to be highlighting, Sam. This is awesome. But keep this in mind because, you know, you seem like you got it going on. You play sport. You play other sports too, right?
Yes, I play softball and basketball.
Softball and basketball. An athlete, a student. This is what it's all about, Sam. But Sam and I don't have much over you. But we do know this. They have a great concession stand at Westlake. So.
Oh, yes, I've heard the stuff. I just saw my friend – since before the game even started, she already got her food from the concession stand.
What'd she get?
I think she got a hot dog and some chips.
Okay, tell them, Sam.
I'm going to go get some.
You want to tell her?
Why don't you tell her?
So they sometimes have the fish sandwich. If they have the fish sandwich, that's the go-to move at Westlake. This is the place of high school royalty. You got Pac-Man Jones, Cam Newton, A.J. Terrell. You know, everybody knows Westlake, but we also know they have good concessions. So make sure you check them out at some point this season, okay?
Well, I absolutely will. I got a straight shot from here to the concession stand. Also, I'm glad you mentioned A.J. Terrell. His jersey was just retired last Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really cool being able to be at Westlake in the time to experience that, because I spoke to A.J. Terrell over the summer about how Westlake improved his game. And he had a lot to say, so...
That's fantastic.
And see, I was there for that.
You were there?
Yeah, because really? He was doing a camp at Morehouse College, and she was there, and she interviewed him there.
Man.
Yeah.
How many of her is there? Like, I can barely keep up with the one or two things I've got going on. So what's the vibe from a student? So you're a ninth grader at Westlake High School. You're a new student. You're coming in. What's the vibe for football in the fall, as a student?
Football season is what the school is waiting for, like first day of school. So what's your first game outfit? Everybody is ready to see football because, like y'all said, it's not just like Friday Night Lights. It's action-packed, and a lot of good, really good pro leaguers have come from Westlake. So I've also had a chance to talk to their coach a little bit, just like one-on-one, and I really like his coaching strategy. So, and I know a couple of people on the football team, so I'm excited to cheer on my friends, and I think it's going to be a good game.
I do too. I'm thinking Westlake's going to win this one, Sam. And Coach Morris Mitchell, new head coach there, 1-2 on the season, playing a brutal schedule. Coach Mitchell is a young guy by our standards.
Okay.
Not young for her, but young for us.
By our standards.
He is an up-and-coming really good coach, Sam. Keep an eye on him.
Okay.
And this guy knows.
Y'all gotta watch out for him. He's coming up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tell you what, we're gonna let you get set for the game because they're gonna get started shortly. And will you check in with us at halftime and let us know how things are going?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, fantastic.
Thank y'all so much for having me. Talk to y'all shortly. I'll go get that fish sandwich.
See if they got the fish sandwich. Yeah, that's the move. I hope they got it tonight.
He's gonna go for the fish sandwich. Oh my goodness! Thank you, Sailor. All right, Zayla Thomas, like I said, our first Cub reporter. You know, she tells you all the things that she's involved.
No, I love her. Can we get her $5 for the fish sandwich? I mean, we need to be supporting her. She's going somewhere.
Yeah. You can hear it.
I mean, you're really kind. I know I'm joking a little bit too, but I mean that.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. I love when we see these students. People have no idea how talented some of these high school people are. They get something in their head about what they think teenagers are or high school. And there is some of that, of course.
Yes.
But most of the kids I see on a daily basis are like Salish. They're trying to – Yeah, they're doing, they're achieving. You know, they're trying to do things. They're involved in many different things, and so it's exciting. Yeah, and I do think Westlake's going. Westlake big school.
Yeah,
they're a little small, school. You know, school. Westlake's probably gonna get right today. Yeah. But
and they're not far away, but they don't play each other often. You know, Thurl's a city, an APS school that's not far away, and they kind of border on a line between them and Mays and Westlake. You know, so everybody knows each other pretty much. But they seldom get a chance to get in.
There's some talented teams. Thurl's got some talent now.
Yeah.
I would expect the game to stay close early, but because of just the bigger nature of the school, Westlake's such a bigger school, they probably pull away as the game goes on.
That's what we'll watch to see. Watch to see if that happens in the game tonight. So that's some of the games that we're keeping an eye on. You mentioned some games early that we're watching. North Cobb and North Cobb and Cass, I think, is a really good ball game tonight.
It's kicking off right now. So, and there's two games on GPB. One of them's North Cobb and Cass. The other one's Houston Douglas County. It's kicking off now. This is at Cass. I could argue the biggest game at Cass possibly ever, but definitely in a long time. And it's Cass's chance to show they're a real state contender.
Okay.
Now, I mean, Cass is 4A, North Cobb 6A. It really, no score today in this game is going to change your overall outlook of Cass, but it could show that they can play with the absolute best, and that's something that would be important to them. And they really have a talented team this year. But North Cobb, you know, if we looked at Ben Narosky last week, told us they're the team to watch because they're kind of low on the radar.
Yeah, yeah.
Guess what? Opening kickoff. North Cobb kicks off to Cass. Cass returns it to about the 18-yard line, fumbles. North Cobb ball.
Wow.
First and 10. So first play of the game goes North Cobb's way. Let me tell you guys something real quick that you'll be surprising to you as a coach. In a weird way, it doesn't usually work out when the first play is good for you.
Really?
I'm telling you, like, the one of the worst things that can happen to a team sometimes is running the opening kickoff back. Because people get so excited, like, everybody's running through the banner and the band's playing everybody, you're so excited to play, and then you just dominate that first play. You know, like, you cause a fumble, you run the kickoff back, whatever it is. And it's something about the emotion that everybody gives, and then they just kind of relax, like, man, we got this today. And it almost sometimes has the opposite effect. And I'm not trying to jinx North Cobb here. No. I'm just saying, I'm telling you, you guys wouldn't think that, but like sometimes as a coach, you just want to settle in early. You know, you run that opening kickoff back, and everybody thinks we got this thing down, man. There's a lot of football left to play. You know, and ran 15 seconds off the clock.
Right.
So it's a strange dynamic. But as I've told you, if you're watching a game ever, you pay attention to that. When a team dominates the first minute, often they struggle the rest of the game. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Just let it all out there in the beginning.
Yeah. It almost comes too easy.
Wow. We'll be watching for that one. Now, you mentioned Cass.
And by the way, that didn't happen to North Cobb because they scored on the next play. So maybe they made me look bad for that long talk.
Okay. So North Cobb
7, Cass 0.
Already leading in that one. Now, you mentioned Cass also up in that part of up on 575 going north. Cartersville is at Calhoun tonight. That's a game we usually hear in late October or November.
Yeah, for the last several years, it's been a region game. You know, maybe a region championship type game.
Right, right.
We have it as a highlighted game, and now they're in different classifications, okay? So Calhoun is 3A and Cartersville's 4A. So they're playing in a non-region game tonight, and that's why you're seeing it early in the season. But it won't be non-region out there on the field, Sam. They'll be getting after it.
Yeah,
nobody will be playing less than they normally play out there on the field.
That is always one of the classic games on the high school football schedule. But for this year, it's one that's happening early. There's one game happening down in the middle of the state tonight, and that's Warner Robins in Houston County. I think that's going to be a really, really good ball game.
Yeah, it's going to be a great one. Houston County, a great football team. They're part of that magic group in 5A that we talked about last week. There's eight or nine just really good football teams in 5A. State champ worthy teams, and Houston County's one of them. Warner Robins coming off a big win over Northside, trying to get back in that discussion at that top of the state level. If they can beat Houston County too, they'll be kind of indirect county champs, right?
Yeah. That's kind of the way that would work.
Yeah.
How about that? Mill Creek is at North Gwinnett tonight. North Gwinnett had that shocked everybody last week. Went to South Georgia and got the win.
Yeah, will there be a letdown? You know, will there be? I mean, it's hard to not have a letdown after a win like that. But if you want to be great, you got to be consistent. And so you want to be better every week. You want to play hard every week. You want to be consistent. And that's what I know Coach Godfrey's preaching this week, North Gwinnett.
All right. Stay tuned. We're working our way up to the top of the hour. Games are underway. Like I said, at the top of the hour, we're going to hear from Appalachia Athletic Director and Assistant Principal Ralph Neely is going to join us. But up next, we're going to hear from IJ Rosenberg and the coaches' checklist as we continue to roll along on this Friday night on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Keeping it local.
This is the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. It's the Scoreboard Show. Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker in our Midtown Atlanta studios. Number of games are underway. Got some early scores to report. Got one. I just saw Stevens County is up on Jefferson. 7-0. That's in the first quarter. Should be a good ball game there.
Yeah, Stevens County got a good team this year, Sam. That'll be exciting to see who can win that one. We'll keep an eye on that one all night.
We'll be watching those things as well and some other games that are underway now. There is some rain around the area, but right now we know these games should be kicking off right now at it should have kicked off at 7:30. And then, of course, at 8 o'clock we have the game of Score Atlanta. We're going to get caught up with that momentarily with IJ Rosenberg. But as always, at this time we pause for the coach's checklist. Let's see what he's got this week.
Time now for Coach Parker's Coach's Checklist.
As Coach and Chris Parker get their analysis of this week's biggest stories, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Get any sized air conditioner for only $69.99 per month. Visit ReliableAir.com.
All right, Coach, what have you for us this
week?
So
I'm extending my last week checklist where I said, here's some things that you can have success as an offensive coach, right?
Okay.
And if you wanted to yell something from the stands, you know, you could yell one of these things, sound a little better than just get them or something like that.
Right, well, right.
Now we're going to talk about defense. You know, defense. What are some keys to success for our defense and really any football game, but especially in a high school football game? So what are some things you need to be looking for if you are in the stands tonight or, you know, you want to yell something at the coach? You can't just yell, stop them. I promise they're trying to stop them.
Right.
Nobody's not trying to stop them. So what are you going to yell? What can you do to make the defense better? Well, number one, and the simplest thing, never get beat by alignment. You have to line up right every play, Sam. I can watch these games on TV and tell you very often a team is misaligned. Somebody's just not lined up properly. They're supposed to line up outside the tight end. They're lined up head up. They're supposed to be out on number two. They're halfway between number two and number three. They moved to trips. You know, they got three receivers on the side, but they moved to it, and our guy didn't move. Mm. You know, there's little things that happen that is what costs the game, because you may not control how talented you are, and you may not control what the offense runs. Defense is hard to coach. You don't know what's coming every play, right?
Right.
Offense knows the play. The defense can control their alignment. They must align properly, number one. Number two, you have to be willing to take away their best and live with the rest is what I would say. And the reason I say is everybody says we're going to take away their best play. We're going to take away their best player.
Okay.
Everybody says that.
Right.
But are people willing to do that if it exposes other things? Do you have to sell out to it? And you have to really take away their best and live with what that gives you. A lot of defense coaches don't like to do that. The defensive coaches that may struggle because they want to stop everything.
Right.
So in trying to stop everything, you stop nothing. Kind of like trying to please everyone.
Right.
If you spend your whole life trying to please everyone, you know who you're going to please, Dom? Nobody. So if you spend your whole defensive career trying to line up to everything, trying to stop every single play, you're going to stop nothing. You do have to take away a team's best player or best play and live with what that may open up, right? Not be scared of that. Number three, always make them do the harder option. Let me tell you what that means, Sam. So if we play in the option, we play in the triple option, like the old Paul Johnson triple.
Right, right.
We're going to make them pitch it because it's easy to hand off and it's easy to pull it and run it with the quarterback, but it's a little bit harder. And then it's a little bit harder than that to pitch it. So you have to scheme up to make people do the hardest thing. Same with these RPOs. Now, you see a lot of high school ball where the team lines up. They've got the quarterback has the option to either hand it to the running back or throw it to this side or throw it to that side, whichever. And what you want to do is figure which one of these is the hardest thing. And it's the longest throw. So, like, you can't just let them run it down your throat. You got to take that away and make them make these throws. If they're throwing the ball, you want them to throw outside. Why you want to throw outside? It's a further throw.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody doesn't have a Division I quarterback. But, see, in college, everybody's got a – in Division I football, everybody's got a Division I quarterback. But in high school football, everybody doesn't. So, if a team's throwing the ball, you want to play inside leverage, make them throw out. You know, you always want to make them do the harder option, whatever that is. That's number three. Number four. What you celebrate matters. So you got to pick some things to celebrate. You know, a key mistake in defense is people celebrating the wrong things.
Okay.
So we're getting really excited about somebody making a tackle when they didn't get blocked. Like it was easy. Well, that's nice. Get excited for a minute, but then let's move on and realize that, you know, you kind of got lucky. The offense wasn't good. You got to celebrate turnovers. Everybody does that. But are you celebrating block destruction? Sometimes the guy made the tackle because the guy beside him took on two blocks, and that was really the guy you needed to celebrate. What you celebrate matters, and what you punish matters. But the biggest key in that one is the dropped interception.
Nothing
is a missed opportunity more in football.
Ouch.
Than the dropped interception. So tomorrow in the game, or even Sunday at the Falcons game, if they throw an interception, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, whichever one plays, they throw an interception – but then we drop it. What does everybody in the stands do? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this okay, man? Let's go. Next play. Well, it's really not okay because could have changed the whole game.
Right.
Like, it really is a bad play. So you have to talk about what you celebrate, what you punish. I'll give you a quick story on that. Right. Asante Samuel, not trying to call anybody out here, but he was an NFL player. Asante Samuel drops an interception right before that helmet catch in the Super Bowl when the Patriots are undefeated.
Yeah.
So if he intercepts that ball, they're hitting a knee. And they're 18-0. No, you don't ever know anything about that. You know, it's funny how a dropped interception changed the whole game. So, number four, what you celebrate matters, what you punish. You know, you got to pick the right things to celebrate. And last thing, number five, you got to know the situation. Defense is all about the situation. It's not about how many yards you give up. It's not about that. It's about if you get the team to third and 14, you got to win that down.
Okay.
You know, you got to get a team off the field. It's not about how many it's not about how many yards you give up. It's about how many points you give up. And the way to not give up points is to get off the field. You got to win the red zone. You got to win the short yard. You got to win the 2 minutes. You know, you got to understand situations. And situation football can be hard to teach to high school students. And so the teams that are good at situational football are going to be good on defense.
Okay.
And that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
You sure?
I mean, I can roll again. I got more, Sam. I can give 25 more. But these five, don't get beat by alignment. Take away their best. Live with the rest. Make them do the harder option. Pick some good things to celebrate and know the situation.
Okay. All right, folks. That is the coach's checklist for the night. And I tell you what, people want to find out more information, then go to Parker Resources.
Yeah, parkerresources.org or follow on social media. Try to provide as many resources as we can for coaches or anybody just interested in learning more about sports and athletics, football, whatever.
Okay. That's what's there for you. Always, always there for you. All right, folks. Counting down. We're about 12 minutes away from kickoff. The night's game way up I-75, Cartersville and Calhoun. IJ Rosenberg joining us now to give us an update and a preview. Sunky got a pretty good one up there tonight, IJ.
Yeah, it's an interesting game, guys. Last 4 years, these two teams have been in the same classification. This year, it's changed. Cartersville is a 4A school, and Calhoun's a 3A school. So not quite the importance that it was the last 4 years because it was a huge region game, but both coaches felt like they wanted to play at least another couple of years. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. It's at Calhoun, and, you know, both teams, Calhoun's 1-1 on the season, struggled in their first game but came back and played well against Westminster to beat them. Cartersville, of course, is 3-0. But, you know, it's a very unique small stadium. The town pretty much closes up, both Cartersville and Calhoun, whether you're playing at either one of them. Sort of take the night off for the football games and stuff like that. But it should be a good football game. And, you know, there's a lot of good ones tonight. The one that really interests me, guys, other than our game, is the Buford-Roswell game. I'm just real interested to see if Roswell is going to be able to hang with Buford.
Well, they came to a big win last week. They went over Walton last week, Roswell did.
Yeah, great win for Roswell. This will be exciting to see if they can follow that up. And then, obviously, playing the powerhouse in Buford. So, yeah, it'd be an exciting one to see. But IJ's got a good one, too, now.
Yeah.
Calhoun and Cartersville, come on.
No. No, it's a good one. A lot of good players. You know, we've done both teams several times on television over the last 2 years, so we're very familiar with both coaches, of course, and, you know, both coaches coming in and sort of following really, really, you know, sort of almost similar to the Alabama situation with Saban and DeBoer having to come in and follow a guy that, you know, was a big winner. And so you're seeing two coaches, especially Clay Stevenson at Calhoun, having to do it. But it should be a good game. I think Cartersville is probably more talented than Calhoun. We had Cal last time I saw Calhoun. They came, actually played in the Gray Atlanta Bash on Friday night. I was able to get them to come down and play Carver, and they played real well last year in the Bash. But, you know, look, I mean, when you talk about those types of towns, that you just go back and you look at the great players, especially out of Cartersville, you know, it's just, it's amazing over the years just how many good players have come out of towns like Calhoun and Cartersville. And I think it's going to be a really physical game up front. Both teams, I think, have, you know, big offensive lines. And even though they're not top classification teams, you know, there's a lot of colleges that have a lot of interest in both of these teams. Guys, I don't know if y'all got a chance because I got cut off last week, but, you know, we started our daily high school
football. I was going to ask you about that. To bring us all up to speed.
Yeah, so we're on every day from 12 to 1 live, high school sports show on Peachtree Sports Network. And what's cool, what I was able to do was, not only is it on the Peachtree Sports Network, which you can get on Comcast or YouTube TV, or it's over the air 17.2, but we also are on the Atlanta News First app. They do a great job with that app. And as well as Zeem, which is a CBS streaming portal, and the National Federation High School Network. So got a lot of good feedback. You know, we did some real, it was a very, very busy week with the Bremen quarterback and, you know, what happened to him and the hit last Friday night. You know, we talked to Coach Russell, who, by the way, that's Irk's grandson. I didn't know if y'all knew that at Bremen. You know, we talked to him and, you know, he really talked about the kid. He was, you know, he's spent a lot of time with him at Grady. And, you know, the kid, what happened was, you know, the sixth vertebra, which is right at the bottom of the neck, just exploded, guys. I mean, that's what happened. I mean, it was awful. And, but he's had some feeling in his legs, and, there was some feeling in his stomach, which is good. They actually, what they do is they surround the vertebra with like a metal box, and they try to stabilize it and see if the vertebra, you know, what type of damage it you know, of course, because the vertebra, you know, you've got the cord that runs through all the vertebras, and that's what gets damaged, and that's what causes problems with the lower part, you know, anything that's sitting up under the vertebra. And that vertebra is right at the base of the neck, so obviously got the arms and legs blood, but he seems to be doing better. They transferred him to Shepherd, I think it was this morning. So, you know, we'll keep our fingers crossed there. And then Appalachia, I mean, guys, I'll tell you, that's just such a horrible story. And it just so happens that one of the teachers and coaches that was shot, fortunately, he, you know, was not killed. There's a guy named David Phoenix, who actually was one of our big offensive linemen at Lakeside. He was in my class. At Lakeside, we were in the class of 81 together, and we played football all the way through for 5 years. And he actually was shot in the foot and then was shot in the hip. His hip shattered. So they've already done one surgery, and they're going to have to go in and do another surgery. But, you know, it's just crazy how this stuff just hits so close to home. And I know both of you guys were following it. And, the show is, I think, going to interest people in that it's heavy football, but we had a couple of really cool segments on softball. We talked, of course, about, we do the rankings for all the sports except for football for the AJC. And, you know, we talked about volleyball and some of the other things that are going on, basketball. So it's a good hour every day. We have a lot of fun with it. I think it's well thought out. We have five segments in each hour. Did some really, really cool interviews. In fact, we had Clay Stevenson on today, the coach at Calhoun, and really talked in depth about the game. But it's an opportunity, sort of like, I don't know if you all know this, but ESPN's anniversary, I think today it started, back in 1979, and everybody said, you're crazy to do an all sports network. And, there are a lot of people that are looking at me and saying, hey, you're crazy to do an everyday sports show for high schools. But I think it's going to work. And I think people are really going to like the fact that people will be able to watch for an hour. It's a good time from 12 to 1 every day, Monday through Friday. And just sort of get a, really good look at what's going on around the state. I'll tell you a neat story that we had. A Canadian team went and played Mary Persons, a Canadian football team out of Vancouver. And they came down here, and Mary Persons beat them pretty bad. But they did stuff. They went to the College Football Hall of Fame. They went to the Auburn game. They got on the field at the Auburn game. They came, there's a lot of things both of you guys know that go on in sports that, they're reported, but, people don't really see them. There is no central point, like ESPN for college football or the NFL or anything like that. And I think that's what we've been trying to do for the last 21 years. We're trying to sort of become the place to go for high school sports.
Fantastic. 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 IJ, looking forward to enjoying the show each and every day, giving the people and getting an update, because their stories all over. Yeah. To talk about. So you got loaded with information. We appreciate that. But we're looking forward to this game. We're less than 4 minutes away from kickoff up there, so we're looking for a really good one tonight.
Yeah, and like I said, it's a small town, type of atmosphere up here. And, you make sure you can tune in on Peachtree Sports Network. You can also go to scoreatl.com, and up in the top right, you can click on and watch the game. There's just various platforms. You can get the game anywhere. Not just on television. And Brandon Adams and Rusty Mansell and Kaylee Mansell do a great job with the game. And, we have a lot of, interesting guests at halftime, and we do a full post game with scores and everything like that. So, it's a big night. People don't realize Score Atlanta, we've got a lot going on Friday night. We'll have a crew of 10 that's in doing the scores for both the AJC.com and us. And, we'll do about 70 recaps. So we'll have information on about 140 high schools tonight that you can, read both on AJC.com and ScoreATL.com, which, get up there around 11:30 tonight. So just starting the high school football season, guys, but it's exciting. I think the new – real quickly, Anna, because I know you probably got to move on, but, the new classifications is interesting. It really is. You look at – everything's sort of been squeezed down a little bit. And you've got new teams, like Milton, of course, is no longer in the top classification.
Right.
But they might be the best team in the state. Douglas County used to be in the second highest classification, but now they're in the highest classification. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, some great matchups being made. Absolutely. IJ, we thank you for the time. Looking forward for a great game tonight, and always appreciate you checking in with us.
All right, guys, y'all have a great weekend. And, hey, go Falcons Sunday. It's been a long time, Sam, since I can remember people this excited about the Falcons.
They really are. We can't wait to get over there Sunday and check them out. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that is IJ Rosenberg. And, hey, we're headed for the top of the hour. Got very special guests coming up. Coming up when you come back from the break. Spend some time with Ralph Neely. He is the athletic director and the assistant principal at Appalachia High School. I want to let you know what's being done to help out with the school, with the students and faculty, how you can show support for them as well. Stay tuned. That is coming up next as we continue on this Friday night. This is Scoreboard Show, High School Scoreboard Show, in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.